You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired gives it up for Early Girl and their new release, Forever We Change. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today, we're giving it up for the band Early Girl and their new release, Forever We Change. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Gina Longo and Michael Lewis DeTerre of Early Girl regarding the new release, and you'll hear all that in just a few minutes. From their CD, Forever We Change, here is Early Girl with Stand Up.
Juice.
From their CD Forever We Changed, that was Early Girl with Stand Up. Check out the band at facebook.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Gina Longo regarding the new release, and here's how the interview went.
Well, Forever We Change is a fantastic CD, and now that it's out there for people to get a listen to, how do you feel about the finished result?
Well, I am super excited about it. It was a long journey, and you know, it started off with just a couple songs, and we went in to record that, and then next thing you knew, we had a bunch more, and we had a whole record and put it together of the journey of growth of love and change and life, and I just couldn't be happier about it. I'm really excited for people to be listening to it.
And this project has an interesting name, Early Girl. Talk about how you guys settled on that name.
You know, I wanted a title of our band to represent being a little bit ahead of the time. You know, I've always felt like I write things that, you know, kind of express something that's coming next in life or next for music. And my goal with this CD was not to pigeonhole it into one kind of music, but to have multiple kinds, rock, pop, a little bit of country, you know, just round it out. And so Early Girl, I wanted something that said girl, and I wanted something that said early, and so we put it together and it said Early Girl.
And talk about, describe working with Michael Delaterre for this project. Tell me what it is that you think he brings to the project that makes it work.
Well, Michael has been one of the writers that I've worked with who really allowed me to express all those different kinds of music. A lot of people want you to be in just one vein of music, and I've always been influenced by so many different kinds of music, and he really allowed me to write and sing to songs that, you know, were a little bit different from each. You know, they're not just country, or they're not just pop. And working with him, we created a record, I think, that all goes together, but it is all different sounds and different styles put together. So, you know, he allowed that creativity to come out.
And describe how the two of you met and decided to do this project.
Michael, it actually grew up with, let me back up. My roommate, a long time ago, his girlfriend grew up with Michael, and she had heard my music and knew that Michael, you know, had been playing for years, and he was currently at the Music Institute, and she said, you know, you got to meet my friend. And he came over one day, and we started off singing some of his songs. And then the next time we got together, you know, I said, you know, I have a lot of lyrics and melody, but I don't play guitar. And the next thing I knew, we were writing songs together. It just kind of was really easy and really magical, and it wasn't a lot of work. It was just fun and expressive, outgoing, and so that's how we met.
And talk about how music began for you as an individual. How did that get going?
Well, my mom was a singer. She was in a duo group when she was in her 20s. And as a little girl, she would always sing to me. And around, you know, two or three, I started making up my own little songs and singing around the house. And I guess you could call me a natural voice. I had a good voice to begin with. And she cultured that and took me to singing lessons. And you know, I started off with opera, and I did that for many years. From, I'd say, about 8 till 13, I trained with an opera coach. And then I kind of grew out of that, and I wanted to be, you know, more into pop, because, of course, I was a little 13-year-old girl listening to all the fun songs that were out. And so then I moved into that. And then when I was about 16 or 17, I had the opportunity to auditioned for Death Row Records, and so I did a demo. I did an audition, and then after that, they took me in and they did a demo record with me. And from the demo record, we started off. I got a record deal, and then I started off making a whole CD. And unfortunately, the record label closed before my CD ever got to get released. But I do have quite a few of those songs that I plan to release eventually.
That's an interesting label to be signed to. An artist like yourself, you know.
It is, and I have some really cool R&B songs from that that definitely influenced the way I sing. It was an incredible opportunity to get to do that.
Wow.
And that's kind of going to be where my next record's going to go, I think, is I want to focus country and R&B together.
Wow.
Very excited about that one.
That sounds exciting. But going back to this classical training of yours, I mean, are any of the disciplines that go with that still with you?
Oh, absolutely. You learn a lot about breathing when you do opera singing. You have to have a lot of patience with your breath. And a lot of times when you're talking or you're singing or whatever, you're breathing too quickly, you're letting your air out too quickly. So the discipline of how to control my breath was a big part of opera singing. You obviously have very long notes you have to hold, and so that creates a lot of strength in your voice when you can hold those notes for a long time. It creates a very rich sound, and it really, I think, blossomed everything else for me, because it made my voice very round and very full, and allowed it to be very big. You know, I'm a little girl. I'm only 5'2". I'm not a big, tall woman, and I have a very big voice that comes out of me when I sing, and that was always surprising for people, and I think that came specifically from opera.
What particular artists inspired you on this, you know, musical path that you've been on?
You know, I wouldn't say that I had a particular artist. There was a lot of different artists that I liked. You know, when I when I was younger, I liked a lot of Otis Redding. My mom bought me a box collection of Otis Redding CDs, all his music they sold one time, and I had that, and I guess I would say I loved the writing in Otis Redding, and just the simplicity of the songs, and just the beautiful round rhythms, and so Otis Redding was a big influence. But I also liked rock music a lot. My favorite bands when I was 16 were, you know, Led Zeppelin, Black Sabbath. You know, so I've kind of had quite a few different bands and artists that influenced me.
And describe the songwriting process between you and Michael. How do you guys go about it?
Well, we go about it two different ways. Sometimes Michael will write something, and he'll call me and give it to me. We haven't always lived in the same place, so you know, when he moved away for a bit, and so sometimes he would just send me songs that, you know, say, hey, check this out, see if something comes to you. And, of course, I'd have a melody or lyrics that instantly I would be inspired by. And then other times I would come to him and say, I've got some lyrics or a melody that I like, and he would write to it. So it's really been this give and take of, you know, influences from him and influences from me. I think that's what's so special about our music. It's just not just one person. It's a collection of his feelings and my feelings and whatever we might have been going through in our lives at the time.
And what songs off of the album stand out for you the most, and why?
Stand Up is obviously one of my favorites. I am I work with a nonprofit organization that helps animals, specifically animals that are being poached. And the song Stand Up, we wrote it to be pitched for a movie, which didn't work out, but really my true intention behind that is that more people need to stand up about what they think about. And, you know, if there were more people in the world that were all joining together with these thoughts that they say to themselves or they say within their little groups, if they took it out and took it to the street and said, here's what we want to do, I love the process of action, getting something done, making a difference in the world, and Stand Up really represents that for me. You know, it's about taking each other's hand and walking out in the street and saying, here's what we want to do, and making a difference about it, not just talking about it. So that's one of my favorites. Fade in the Night is another one of my favorites. That came after a very sad breakup, and I just was able to pour out all the passion and the pain that I went through into that song. I mean, even to this day when I listen to it, it kind of makes me cry a little bit. I get a little sappy about it, because it just, you know, we go, some people don't love at all, some people go through many loves, and I love the process and the act of falling in love, and, you know, and then, you know, sometimes it doesn't work out, but the best part is that, you know, you get to love again, and I don't know, so that song means a lot to me, too, and I really like Tangled Up. That's kind of my little kick-around song. That's about a man cheating on his girlfriend or wife or whatever, and I had seen many friends who go through that. Luckily, I personally didn't go through that, but so that song is, that's my stand-up song for women, you know. Stand up against whatever it is that you're being pushed down by, and, you know, you'd be tangled up in these love messes, and she kicks him to the curb in the end of the song. She tells him, no more. So I guess those would be my three big picks, I think, from the album.
I see. And from the time that you first started writing with Michael up into this completed CD, what's been the biggest surprise in the process of getting it out there?
Well, you know, I've had a lot of different people work on the album. I had a producer at one point that we took it to. I was going to make some changes. That didn't work out. He ended up being a flake and not ever taking the album anywhere. And, you know, I guess the biggest thing is you pour a lot of time and energy into something. And, you know, regardless of whether or not that person didn't help out, we just kept going with it. We kept pushing on with it till we finished it. And, you know, till I had enough money to, you know, have the masters done and make the CDs come out. You know, it's a long process to make your dreams come true sometimes, but, you know, it's so worth it, because at the end, I have that CD, I can play it, I can let my friends listen to it. It's the work and the love that I want to show and I want to share with people, and I have it. I have that now, and I can go forward and put that out there and make a whole new collection of songs, you know? I don't know if that explained the answer, but...
It did. What would you like people to come away with after they've heard this album?
Well, I would like women to come away with it with, you know, feeling powerful and feeling not afraid to have sad moments and come back from them. I really want to share with women specifically that, you know, it's okay to fall in love, and it's okay to be hurt, and it's okay to love again, because life is going to keep going and going and going, and, you know, this journey doesn't stop after we're 20, you know, and it doesn't stop after we're 30, and it doesn't stop after we're 40, you know, that journey of love and life, it goes on, and so I want that for women to really be able to have that moment. I hope some women listen to the music and feel empowered by it, and also I just want people to get up and want to dance. That's why most of my songs are upbeat. I want people to have something to shake their body to and feel good and, you know, put it in the car and go driving with it and, you know, have that moment. I mean, I love, one of my favorite things to do is to find a soundtrack that I like and just to put it in the car and go driving with it. You know, I had a 67 Mustang growing up, and I just used to love to put the top down, put in my favorite album, and just drive up a canyon, you know, and just imagine whatever world you're in. Just imagine whatever fantasy you're going to. You're driving to, you know, your big house that you don't really have, but in your mind you have it. Or, you know, you're driving up your cannon to meet your man that you love, or whatever it is. You know, whatever your fantasy is, just to put that music in and be in that moment.
Check out Early Girl at Facebook.com. From their CD Forever We Change, here is Early Girl once again with Drunk.
Oh,
You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Nico Rivers, and his forthcoming release, To the Bone. At Rockwired, we're known for cranking up the amp, but this time around, we're going unplugged for this raw, emotive recording from a captivating singer-songwriter. With songs such as Birds and Trees, Your Heart Was Just the Start, and Hey Josephine, To the Bone is a truly intimate listening experience. To the Bone, the forthcoming release of Nico Rivers, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit Nico at his official website, www.nicorivers.com. Passionate, fearless, innovative. Gorgeous Media is an award-winning firm specializing in artist development, branding, creative consultation, event planning, music supervision, publicity, and talent management for all areas of the entertainment industry, from music, film, fashion, theater, and art. To schedule a free consultation, email us at info@gorgeousmediagroup.com or call us at 323-782-9000. That number again is 323-782-9000. Without a doubt, the future is looking gorgeous. Visit us at gorgeousmediagroup.com. Save your neck, save your data, and most importantly, save your money. Computer viruses are a fact of life, but Dr. Dan's makes viruses history with a $35 virus removal. Most computers are repaired in 24 hours, so you can get on with your business and get on with your life. Dr. Dan's Computers, located at 4405 Cutler Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-881-8851 or visit us at drdanscomputers.com. Are you a music maker eager to take the stress and the cost out of recording? Then make a little noise at Elephonic Recording, the sound choice for the independent musician. Record in a relaxed environment and take advantage of 32-channel recording, a staff of session musicians and engineers who know what the heck they're doing. Elephonic Recording, a sound choice. Located at 5620 Venice Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-797-1333 or visit us at elephonicrecording.com. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for Early Girl and their new release, Forever We Change. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Michael Lewis DeTerre regarding the new release and working with Gina Longo in Early Girl, and here's how that interview went.
What was it about Gina that made you decide, I'm going to write music with this person? What was it?
She had a real interesting background, obviously, being the only white gal ever signed to Death Row Records.
Right.
And then she just had a wonderful voice, and when we got together, it was super painless. I mean, the first time we actually sat down to write something together, we wrote three songs. One that actually made it to the record. So, it just obviously was a no-brainer for me.
I see. And other than voice, well, what is it that you think she brings to this project that makes it work?
Well, she's got a really great knack for being able to write in a lot of different styles, I guess, basically, and that's what I wanted to bring to the table personally, is just a lot of different influences and a lot of different sounds. And she has a knack for that, and she also has a real good gift for melody. So,
I see. And were any of the songs off of Forever We Change, you know, in this initial writing that you, in the initial writings that you guys came up with?
Yeah, Somebody Save Me. We wrote the first day we ever got together, and that was one song that actually made it to the CD. So.
I see. And talk about your how music began for you. I mean, anyone who listened to the previous interview I did would know, but you know, but they, for anyone that doesn't know about that interview, let us fill us in.
My first real band was Gringo Starr, and I actually met Gina during the Gringo Starr days. I got discovered by Brian Dobbs, who worked with Bob Rock, and together they made basically the biggest rock records on the planet, from Metallica and Aerosmith to AC/DC and Bon Jovi and The Cult. Once I made a record with Brian that became Rosemary's Garden, and then during the whole entire time, Gina was sort of my musical mistress, if you will, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, there does seem to be a lot of that sort of, you know, multitasking in music making these days, you know, someone's in two different bands. I mean, how easy or difficult is that to do?
Well, you know, we have a really unique style, her and I, of writing, where I can actually just sort of send her either a CD or a tape with basically just chords of either piano or acoustic guitar or whatever. It's basically kind of karaoke. And she's able to write to that without me being there, and usually comes up with great stuff. So you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So.
And who all did you guys work with in terms of production?
Oh my gosh, who did we work with? Brian Dobbs, notably, with the Bob Rock connection, and then Brian Karzik of Louis the 14th. He did post production on. Four or five of the tracks, and he also we worked together on the last Rosemary's Garden record, and then myself, of course, and one other guy, and I can't remember his name, and I apologize for that. It was more Gina's friend, so.
And I've already asked Gina this question, but you know, did go into detail about the songwriting process between the two of you.
Well, like I said, usually it's initiated by me sending a blank cassette or a CD, and then she writes to it over time and sends me back, and the next time we get together, we critique it, and traditionally don't get to spend a lot of time together, so that's how we do it, and that's what works for us. When we do get together, it's even more magical. And super organic, and we usually write, you know, four or five songs at a time, you know, within an hour or two. That's just how it goes for us.
Is the songwriting process as magical in your other project, or?
Oh, it's completely magical and encrusted with fairy dust.
Well, you said the word, I didn't. No.
Some you bang out in 10 minutes, some are already written in your head, it seems like, and you just put it out on the paper, and then some, like I've been working on sort of recently, it seems like it took 2 or 3 years to sort of get them completed, and I don't know if that's circumstantial or not, or if that's just the actual song evolution, but, you know, it's just every song's different. I can't put a formula on one or another. It just happens the way it does.
I see. And what songs off of Forever We Change stand out for you the most, and why?
I like the ballads a lot. Runaway and Fade in the Night. I think that they're just really, really pretty and real accessible. What's that tune? Drunk. That's a real fun one to play. It's completely sort of in left field, bluegrass, high octane, sort of slam grass almost. You know, that's sort of a favorite of mine to play. And then also, Tangled Up is another one that's sort of
it's almost like a Betty Boop singing on it or something, you know. Just I like different styles of stuff, and so for me, I get to do more difficult guitar stuff in this band because I don't have to sing, so.
And have there been any reactions to this project that have surprised you or that you didn't expect?
I don't know about that. So far, people are really liking it, and we're digging it. Oh, actually, something that surprised me is everybody likes the track "Forever We Change," which is it's actually the title track, obviously, but it's buried. It's number 10 or 11 on the record or whatever, and I don't know if it's because it's the last song that people hear, but surprisingly enough, Gina and I didn't think people were going to react to it the way they have, but it seems like every reviewer really is gravitating towards that one. So I guess that's been a pleasant surprise.
I see. And what's next for this project after this release?
We're going to see how the PR campaign goes. Gina really wants to record another record, and so would I, and we're just sort of whittling down some of the tunes that we'd like to put on the next recording, and I've got about, I don't know, 20 new songs that I've just sort of need to get to the karaoke phase for Gina to write to.
Check out Early Girl at facebook.com. From their CD Forever We Change, here is Early Girl once more with Fade in the Night.
When we first met, it was a dream. Could only imagine all to be. Close my eyes to time. The next thing I knew, the next thing we do, that's why I'm fading in the night, trying to drown myself. You think you need
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Gina Longo and Michael Lewis DeTerre of Early Girl and to Rhonda Brilliant of Rainmaker Media Group. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.